The Via Francigena is believed to have been first taken by the 10th century Archbishop of Canterbury, Cedric the Serious. It's the route he took to Rome to be consecrated. On May 19th, a group of pilgrims will begin the Italian leg of Archbishop Cedric's journey, starting in the Italian Alps in the town of Susa, working their way down the Italian peninsula for over 800 kilometers. They hope to arrive at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome on June 30th. The bishops of Italy hope this journey, part of the festivities surrounding the 500th anniversary of the Basilica, will help reinvigorate the ancient pilgrimage route, especially for young people. The priest in charge of the youth office of the Bishop's Conference, Monsignor Paolo Giletti, explains.
Well, we think that Via Francigena is a way in which we can discover the faith in Christ and in the Church, because this way leads to Rome. Rome is the Catholic Church. So in this way there are a lot of saints, a lot of churches that speak about the faith.
There are hopes that this route will become as popular as the pilgrimage route to Santiago in Spain.
We know that Camino de Santiago has become a very important experience of faith for young people, and we hope that Via Francigena too could become this experience for the youth.
Pamela Fabiano works at the Vatican San Lorenzo Youth Center, where this initiative was announced. She says the idea of pilgrimage is an important one, especially for young people.
We are always in pilgrimage. Our life is a pilgrimage. And it's important here to see young people who come here in pilgrimage from all over the part of the world.
The Via Francigena may be getting some extra support soon. The man slated to be Italy's next prime minister, Romano Prodi, pledged last fall to revitalize the route if he was elected. Hopefully, this is one campaign promise which will be kept. I'm Charles Collins.